This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency Varanasi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister emphasized that development projects pertaining to education, skill development, sports, healthcare and tourism among other sectors have been presented to Varanasi, which will not only improve quality of life of the people but also create employment opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has initiated a huge campaign for infrastructural development in the country in the last 10 years with objectives of improving services for the people and generating jobs for the youth through investments. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, who was also present at the event, expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister for presenting this Diwali gift of development to the people. The Prime Minister also inaugurated tourism development works of Buddhism-related areas in Sarnath. He also launched multiple other initiatives like tourism development works at Banasur Temple and Gurudham Temple and beautification and redevelopment of parks. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital in Varanasi in the presence of Jagadguru Sri Shankar Vijayendra Saraswati Swamigal of Kanchi Kamkoti Peetham, Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced that the government will add 75,000 more medical seats in the next 5 years to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country. The Prime Minister listed out various initiatives of the central government in healthcare, providing cheap and affordable treatment to people. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has termed the terror attack on civilians in Gagangir in Jammu and Kashmir as a despicable act of cowardice. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that those involved in this heinous act will not be spared and will face the harshest response from our security forces. Mr. Shah extended his condolences to the families of the deceased and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. The All Jharkhand Students Union Party, an ally of the NDA in Jharkhand, released its first list of 8 candidates for the assembly elections in the state. Party chief Sudesh Kumar Mahato will contest from Sili constituency, while senior leader Lambodar Mahato was given the Gomia assembly seat. This decision was taken in party parliamentary board meeting in Ranchi. As per the seat sharing formula of NDA, All Jharkhand Students Union Party will contest 10 seats, JDU 2 and Chirag Paswan led LJP Ram Vilas 1, while the BJP will field candidates in the remaining 68 seats. Elections to the 81-member Jharkhand Assembly will be held in 2 phases, on November 13 and 20. Counting of votes will be undertaken on November 23. After Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, now CPIML has also expressed strong displeasure over seat allocation among allies of INDIA bloc. Both parties have given ultimatum to JMM to fulfill their demands till 11 a.m. today, otherwise they are free to take any decision. Senior party leader of RJD, Manoj Kumar Jha, said there are 18 to 20 constituencies where the party have the potential to defeat the BJP on their own. This fact should have been taken into account. In seat-sharing formula of INDIA bloc, 70 seats were given to Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, while 11 seats were given to RJD and CPIML. President Dr. Mohamed Muizu has decided to introduce India's unified payment interface in the Maldives. The President's office announced that the decision was taken on the recommendation of the Cabinet. The move is expected to bring significant benefits to the Maldivian economy, including increased financial inclusion, improved efficiency in financial transactions, and enhanced digital infrastructure. Indian tourists will be able to make transactions in Indian rupees on UPI-enabled apps without going through the hassle of converting currency. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand scripted history as the Sophie Devine-led side clinched their maiden Women's T20 World Cup title after beating South Africa by 32 runs at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai. Chasing a target of 159 runs set by New Zealand, South Africa made 126 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.